Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whatever the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, who they really, really like as a player, who they developed all the way through, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a team that's willing to pay him more. That's actually not really the question. The question really is, does Brandon Ayuk want to stay in San Francisco with a team that's awesome and will probably be very good for a long time? Are they going to pay him the most in the NFL? Maybe not. They got a good team. They want to keep it together. But would it be enough to keep him? I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning more as a right now of him potentially staying, but this story has not yet been written fully at all.
Ian Rappaport, the latest on Brandon Ayuk.
What's a better situation for him?
There aren't many.
The Niners or the Bills? He says it there. The Niners are good and will probably be good for a long time, but you are not the focal point of the offense.
And you would wonder about Purdy, right? Purdy's good. There's no doubt Purdy is good.
But just how long that...
Yeah, what happens when...
That runs?
Well, this is a point about the Dolphins and Tua, right? The Dolphins have started to shed a lot of players and basically make space for when they extend Tua for $40 to $50 million. And
right.
The day Tua gets that extension, I know what social media is going to look like. It's going to look like Bills fans dunking on Miami. Oh, that guy's not worth it.
Yep.
And Purdy probably gets the same treatment. Derek Carr got huge money.
Yeah.
Doesn't deserve it. Is detrimental to your team to sign a guy to that much money. So with Ayuk, I don't know. Let's make it about Ayuk or about any elite receiver. What's the best scenario you can get? A passing offense with a stud quarterback who's going to throw it to you a lot and you're going to win games. And the Bills have been that during the Diggs era.
Yeah.
A stud quarterback who's going to throw you the ball a lot. You're going to lead the league and win a lot of games.
Like, their sales pitch should not be that hard.
No.
To some veteran stud receiver. If they're trying to, Ayuk would have a say in where he goes or leverage. And if they're trying to make your sales pitch, it's pretty easy. Just, you want to come be our new Diggs? Look how it went for that. Look how it went for that guy.
Think about DeAndre Hopkins asking who he would want to play for. Right? Like, they asked, and it was Mahomes, Allen, Burrow. It's a guy you might want to play with.
Yep.
Stroud might enter that conversation now.
Yeah,
these receivers watch the quarterbacks and want to play with the great quarterbacks. So,
but the Bills are just like beyond those other teams even right now. Like, there are not targets available in Cincinnati. Not many.
No, that's right.
Kansas City even brings in Marquise Brown. Like, and Kelce is still there. Like, there isn't a ton available there. The Bills have over 200 targets to replace.
The team that's most mentioned for Ayuk, I think, is Pittsburgh. And they just traded Deontay Johnson. They have George Pickens.
Yep.
They've changed things over at quarterback. You know, does he think about Pittsburgh? I don't know.
We know he likes that idea because he tweeted at Mike Tomlin.
He did. He might also just want who's going to pay me the most money. I mean, Leonard Floyd at Locker Clean Out for the Bills said he's going to follow the money, and he did. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're a professional athlete. You're a businessman. If Ayuk is guaranteed the most money by Team X, that has a pretty good quarterback, then that might do the job. So we'll see if he gets traded. Michael Silver reporting that he could be had for the right price, which is true of a lot of players. And for Ayuk, like, if they decide to lock that up, that means somebody else has to leave in San Francisco. They do pay a lot of money to Debo, McCaffrey, Trent Williams.
Mm-hmm.
They already pay big money to a lot of players on that
Kittle's
offense.
Kittle's got a big contract, yep, too. Their whole offense, I'm looking at it right now, their top, I mean, McCaffrey especially. McCaffrey makes more than any running back, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like $16 million is his normal cap hit. I don't know if that went down this year at all. Just, you know, the way they operate, they could trade Debo too, I've seen. That would be a pivot for them. If they want to, they could even have them coexist for a year. But after you get through a year, once Ayuk goes up a little bit and once you got to pay Purdy, then Debo is late into an extension when generally the number is even higher. I saw a good argument that if you are the 49ers, you do not trade Ayuk. What you do is you sign Ayuk, you let him and Debo play one more year together, and then 1 year from now you trade Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
You won't get as much value for him.
But you'll still have Ayuk.
But you'll have Brandon Ayuk.
So here's a question on trade up versus Ayuk for the Bills. And if you want to give us a call, 803-0550. It could be a Twitter poll. Which is the better big spend, okay? Here's your hypothetical. Trading up for, like, fine, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay,
or trading your first for Ayuk. In the case of Ayuk, you'd have a guy you know is good. Not that you would have much to fear with Marvin Harrison Jr. It just costs less. It costs less to do it.
To trade for Ayuk?
Yeah, just trading a first versus trading the first you have and a future first to go all the way up to get to number five. That costs a lot more draft capital. Ayuk costs them a lot more actual dollars. And Kevin Cole, who we've had on the show many times of the Unexpected Points podcast, Unexpected Points website, he tried a little thing out here where he used positional value and current NFL contracts. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't get too complicated, but I think it's good context. We all know the rookie wage scale. Once they put the rookie wage scale in, the draft changed in a big way. Different positions became more valuable where, okay, I can draft a running back at 8 overall. He's immediately the 7th highest paid running back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad idea. I draft a receiver at 7th overall. He's the 112th highest paid receiver. That is good value. So we know this with quarterbacks. Caleb Williams. Why do quarterbacks get drafted 1-2-3? It's always quarterbacks. Why do quarterbacks get overdrafted? The answer is because if that guy's good, like C.J. Stroud right now,
mm-hmm,
what's his salary? It's
oh, it's
$30 million below,
yeah,
what it would be if you signed him today.
Yeah.
So that's a $30 million surplus. The Texans are cashing in big time on a rookie contract and an awesome quarterback. The Bills had this with Allen, right? When he's awesome, like, oh, this is amazing. Look at the cap hit on this guy for he's so good. So we accept that on quarterbacks you get a massive surplus. Kevin Cole puts the surplus on Caleb Williams at almost $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
You could call it surplus. You might as well call it savings, too, like cap savings almost. Drake May, $30 million surplus. Jaden Daniels, same. And then there's Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, who he puts in his top 10. And by his estimate, he's got Marvin Harrison Jr. as the best player in the class.
Mm-hmm.
If he were an NFL receiver that signed tomorrow, he'd sign for $25 million.
If he hit free agency,
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, if he was a free agent, yeah, he'd get $25 million tomorrow.
Yeah.
Instead, it's about $8
million. Yep.
$16 to $17 million in surplus,
mm-hmm,
because you have a guy that valuable on that contract. And to me, that's one thing about trading up to the top for a receiver that's not in the conversation nearly enough. Oh, it's always a bad idea to trade up like that. It's always a bad idea. Okay, if I do it, I'm getting a $16 million surplus on my cap, and while I don't have a first-round pick next year, I will have money to spend, basically, because of how much I am not paying a receiver that I've drafted at the top, and I won't be going out in free agency and signing another receiver, like an Emmanuel Sanders on a $9 million one-year deal because I need a body in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like Sanders, and he was good. But the trade-up idea has to come with the financials of it, which is, sure, it cost me a lot more on my draft capital, but from my cap room, from that standpoint, I'm opening things up.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me of the chart that came up the other day from Jason of Over the Cap, where if I'm saving $16 million by trading up for one of those top wide receivers, in theory, on my cap, that's how much I'm saving. Okay, I'm trading all of these picks, and a lot of those picks are cheap labor too, right, at other positions. But where can I get cheap labor outside of the draft? Because it's not receiver. You're not going to get productive wide receivers for cheap. Versus that chart that Jason from Over the Cap tweeted out, go look at linebacker, go look at running back, go look at center, go look at corner even, guard, safety, all of these positions, you can have them. You can go find a realistic option that can play on the field for you for like $5 million to $10 million. Like, you can go get a guy like for that money. Whereas at wide receiver and at the edge, this is somewhat true as well, left tackle, but receiver more than any of them, you can't do that. You can't say, I'm going to take $10 million and go get a guy who's going to produce for me at that position. You can do it at linebacker, running back, safety, guard, again, all those other positions that are more replaceable.
Yeah,
and a lot of those picks you'd be trading are just that. Like, instead of, you know, I'm trading a future fourth-round pick as part of my package, or I'm trading even a second-round pick. Okay, a second-round pick that, what if I use that second-round pick on a safety? Okay, I'm missing out on that safety, but I can go get Mike Edwards, or I can get Taylor Rapp, or I can go get a guy that's even like one level higher than that, and that's achievable. Like, I'm not sunk because I can't draft my second-round safety now. I can go find that. Receiver, you can't just go find like this.
803-0550. The Bears are super interesting. If you were Chicago, what would you do with the ninth pick? They only have four picks.
If I were Chicago, I would not care and just draft a Dunze.
You draft whoever's there at nine.
Yeah, I would draft,
because
yes.
To me, that's always one of the things about this, about the value charts and the trades. The value chart, we kind of stick to it with trades to a degree. But here's Chicago, and it feels like they should be ridiculed if they don't trade down based on the value charts, right? Everyone thinks more picks is better. Yet here's Chicago with four picks and also the fourth most draft capital. Yep. To me, it's kind of like pick one. What's better, more picks or higher picks? And, you know, there's whatever. There's areas in between. 803-0550, our phone number. Also today, we should mention this, walterfootball.com and also Benjamin Albright of KOA in Denver are effectively reporting the Bills have been trying to trade up, that they're laying the groundwork,
yep,
aggressively laying the groundwork to trade up for a receiver. It's thought for a receiver, maybe calling every team from 8 to 23. Like, all right, in case I need to get there, what's your price? You don't have to tell me who your guy is, but are you open to it? What's your price? What would you like for us to come to where you are?
And Albright's been, Joe even said it, Joe Marino, there's not many scoops on the Bills, but Albright has been on some of their stuff in the past. He was on Allen in 2018 that the Bills were trying to trade up for him. I found from a couple years ago that he was on too, that they liked Kyrie Elam. So he's been right on them in the past. And he's not even saying they'll do it, of course. He's saying they're trying to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Makes me really think that Brian Thomas is the most likely guy. On that board, the most likely player they'll end up with is Brian Thomas.
If we were to draft which receiver is most likely a Bill by Friday?
Sitting here right now, I draft Brian Thomas.
Your first pick is Brian Thomas?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Brian Thomas does slot in with Bean talking to Pat McAfee at the Combine. Yeah, you come out here and see, you know, some guys only run three routes. That's Brian Thomas.
Right.
And you get out here and you see how they run and do different... So,
and also Malik Nabers said like a month ago that he thinks Brian Thomas will go to the Bills.
He did do that. Yes, he did.
He said that. And he just fits. He fits it all. They've talked about explosive plays repeatedly, right, since the end of the season. Well, they at least did at the end of the season.
Well, how wrong is it to say he would be your upgraded Gabe Davis? He's less likely to be a Diggs style and more likely to be the upgraded Gabe Davis. Listen to Joe Marino talking about the scouting profile on him, that he needs to get a little bit better in the short and the intermediate areas. That was the knock for Davis for the whole time he was here. Mm-hmm. He needed to do more of that, and that never really happened. Davis was, you know, a bit of your big shot, whether it's over the top or he showed up. Davis's first season, he was a down-the-field guy, and when I think about Davis really establishing himself as something we thought about a lot, it wasn't the Kansas City game. It happened before that. Mm-hmm. It was the playoff game against the Colts. Toe-tapping Gabe Davis down the sideline on corner routes and just like working to the outside. And Brian Thomas Jr. just might be an upgraded version, in the Bills' eyes, an upgraded version of that. Not a perfect player, but someone that in this role can offer them a lot.
I see him, though, as... he already is kind of an upgraded Gabe Davis in terms of his profile, but I want to hold out hope for him because of the athleticism that he can morph into more than that. That there is growth potential with Thomas that was no longer there with Gabe Davis, especially in the last couple of years. Thomas, if you look at his charts at reception perception, like he ran the flat route. For instance, that's one of the shorter routes, right? The flat route. 1.1% of the time. He had 100% success rate on it, but he only ran it 1% of the time. Slants. He ran slants 20% of the time. 82% success rate. Really good. Curl. Same thing. 82%. Like, a lot of these short routes, he just never even ran it. So how much has he practiced it?
And that's...
how much have coaches worked on him with it? So I see him as, he might be Gabe Davis right now, but I'm not closed off to the idea that he can, Diggs maybe is a weird comparison because their athletic profiles are very different, but Leggett's often the guy that gets turned in compared to A.J. Brown. Can Brian Thomas turn into an all-around A.J. Brown-level receiver? I'm not closed off to that.
I think the main difference between Leggett and Brian Thomas in terms of why that comparison maybe is made for A.J. Brown but not for Brian Thomas is play strength. Like Leggett, whatever, he looks like a pillar. He's whatever.
He's
strong.
He's got like the Metcalf workout pictures.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Whereas Brian Thomas Jr., let me pull up a couple of comps for him.
I mean, he's quick, right? Like there's the quick twitch stuff. He's not, Leggett might run through you and then past you because he's so fast. Thomas is also fast. I mean, he actually ran a faster 40 than Leggett did. But if you watch some of his plays at LSU, when he's creating yards after the catch, like he will run around you. He will jab step left and then move to the right and he'll be by you. Like with a move, with a juke, basically. So I don't know that he can't do that, or maybe it's just that he has that extra. Again, like I feel like he's just got all the tools. He's the tools guy.
And the Bills,
not that Leggett doesn't.
The Bills love tools guys.
Right. And not that Leggett doesn't. I think Leggett does. But I think Thomas just has all of that, and he's also, you know, 2.5 years younger than Leggett.
Yeah. 803-0550. Yeah, Matt Harmon's comp for Brian Thomas Jr. is DK Metcalf. Danny Kelly of The Ringer, his comp is Christian Watson.
Okay.
Like a vertical
speedster. Well, see, Metcalf is not like He is not someone that has fully formed like a whole route tree. It doesn't matter as much for him because he's so good at the stuff he's good at.
Which is, you know, the Bills could use somebody that's just so good at what he's good at.
True. No, for sure.
Ron and Alden. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy NFL Draft Eve. I don't know if that's a thing, but so you guys are talking about, like, you know, maybe cheap labor, maybe different things. I don't watch it, so I don't really know much about it. But the UFL does exist. They do have players. I wonder if there's any players that, if NFL teams actually watch those players, I imagine they do. But there's got to be some players there that might be better than what we might get in a fifth or sixth round or some surprise players. I don't know where the players come from, if they're just all never NFL drafted players or if they're how good they are. But maybe they look at a receiver or a player and say, hey, you know what? That guy probably would have been a good fifth-round pick or sixth-round pick in the NFL. Let's take a chance on him. I can't imagine they'd have to pay a guy a lot of money from that league. If they're even allowed to talk to him, I don't understand how any of it works with that league between the NFL. I know back way a long time ago, the USFL had really great players, but that's probably not comparable because it was different then. But just wondering if the UFL has players that, you know, if you know, might something interesting. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Ron. UFL. There are a couple UFL players that are eligible for the upcoming NFL draft.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's possible?
Yes, that is possible.
You can play in the UFL and still be drafted in the NFL?
In some circumstances, yes.
Okay.
So there's a linebacker and a quarterback. Quarterback Harrison Frost. Boy, that sounds like a guy in a movie, huh?
Harrison Frost, yeah.
Harrison Frost of the Seattle Sea Dragons is NFL draft eligible. Well, I'm sorry, this was last year.
Last year this was the case?
Last year, two players were eligible, yes. Harrison Frost and Willie Taylor.
I mean,
neither was drafted. Taylor signed as a rookie free agent with the Jaguars. Frost had the opportunity for rookie camp with the Saints. So, a lot of times, if you are not draft eligible, you can just sign as a free agent in most cases. And my rule of thumb on this would be, yes, there are going to be absolutely crazy outliers like Kurt Warner playing for the Iowa Barnstormers.
Yeah.
But if you tell me the Bills are signing someone from the UFL or the CFL, I am putting them down on the list of guys I do not think about.
I agree with that. Yep. Ever since Duke Williams was like the best player in the CFL, and then I heard about how good he was, and he was okay. Like, he played on the Bills.
Yeah, he's okay.
But, you know,
depth
guy. He was just a guy.
Adam Schefter reporting moments ago that league sources say the Steelers are not likely to pick up the $25 million 50-year option on Justin Fields.
Okay.
Fields and Russell Wilson entering the last year of their contracts. That is a really interesting quarterback room to see how it plays out. And also, boy, Fields in free agency next year is going to break the internet. What should he get? What is he worth?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if he doesn't play,
does he get Derek Carr's contract? Right. If he doesn't play,
no way.
But if he puts up one good year,
what's a good year?
I don't know.
And when does he get in to get the good year?
That's a good question.
Like, Wilson is going to start the season. So it's tough, you know? Like, if he plays six good games, what was Derek Carr's contract? I don't want to say it's impossible he could get that, but is someone going to go give Justin Fields a 5-year contract to come be their quarterback?
Look up Matt Flynn's contract in Seattle. Matt Flynn got
that was one game.
he got 3 years for $20 million, and that would have been like what, 15 years ago?
$20 million a year, or $20 million total.
$6 million signing bonus, $10 million guaranteed. But it was off of like a game.
One game. Yeah. He had like a 5-touchdown game against like backups. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder, I mean, if I'm the Steelers too. Well, I guess they give him a 6th-round pick. What does it matter? I was going to say, like, what's your deal here? Like, do you think Fields is someone you can grow into being your future starting quarterback? But they only paid a 6th-round pick to get him. So, whatever, right? If he plays 3 games for them and they want to move on after the season, what'd they give up? A late 6th-round pick? Who cares?
803-0550. Sal, when we return, he's got his first mock draft up at WGR550.com. Draft Eve. Happy Draft Eve. It's tomorrow. Are you ready? We are.
Make sure to get tickets for our draft party. 7:30 to 11:30 at Resurgence.
Everybody's going to be there. Biggest party in America.
Yep.
Howard's coming.
Howard is coming.
Howard's coming.
Wow.
I cannot confirm if Lindy Ruff is going to come. Somebody asked me that, if Lindy's going to come. I don't know.
It's not impossible. He said yesterday he wants a wide receiver. Wait, did he? Or am I thinking somebody else said that?
You're thinking of me tweeting that he said that.
Oh, okay, you're right. You're,
obviously,
that is exactly what happened.
It was not serious.
Yep.
803-0550. Sal, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.